AircheckDownloads.com.
This is American Top 40 in Hollywood. I'm Casey Kasem. Our round-the-globe presentation of America's 100 most popular songs of the year continues. In this hour, we'll hear Billboard's top soul artist of 1986, the top new act of the year, and a hit from the number one movie soundtrack of the year. And on we go.
Number 50.
This next song marked the comeback of a band who hadn't charted in 7 years, and they went right to number one with Amanda. Here's Boston.
I'm in love.
Amanda by Boston. It brought them back to the top of the chart after 7 years away. Their number one ballad finishes the year at number 50. You're hearing the 100 top hits of 1986 on American Top 40. This next hit is by the English band Dire Straits, who finally broke through in America in a big way, and they did it with their number one album, Brothers in Arms. This song from that album is about a busker. Now, that's what the English call a street musician. This busker works in London subways, playing guitar and singing rock and roll oldies to pick up spare change. I mean, he literally sings for his supper. Here comes Johnny singing golden oldies at number 49. He's doing The Walk of Life, Dire Straits. At number 49 in the year's top 100, Walk of Life by Dire Straits, one of 27 British acts in our year-end special. Up next, a jangling bangle hit written by a prince of a guy.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
We're counting down the year's top 100. This was the first hit for the four-woman Los Angeles band The Bangles, with a little help from Prince. Prince wrote the song, then gave The Bangles a complete instrumental track and told them all they'd have to do is sing on it. But they said, "We can't do that. We're The Bangles." And they re-recorded it and took it to number 2. At number 48 for the year, here's Manic Monday. Just another Manic Monday. The Bangles with the smash that became their first hit at number 48 among the year's most popular songs. I'm Casey Kasem. This is American Top 40's annual end of the year special. At number 47 is the act that Billboard named the top group or duo on the pop singles chart for 1986. They earned that with 3 hits of the top 100. They've been known to get people dancing fast and frantic and slow and close. Their ballad, Words Get in the Way, is the year's 47th biggest hit, the Miami Sound Machine. From Florida, the Miami Sound Machine with the 47th most popular song of 1986, Words Get in the Way. It's one of 25 ballads in the year's top 100, as our special survey continues.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
We're on our way to the year's number one song. Well, the song at number 46 is by the man that fine tailors everywhere are happy to see making it. The more popular he gets, the more people see how great a guy can look in a finely tailored suit. He's Robert Palmer, and he's got the 46th most popular song of the year all sewn up. I Didn't Mean to Turn You On. The Englishman born in Yorkshire, raised on the island of Malta and in England, Robert Palmer. His song, I Didn't Mean to Turn You On, comes in at number 46. This is American Top 40's worldwide presentation of the top 100 hits of 1986. I'm Casey Kasem. When this song first came out, it was so far from hitting gold, it couldn't have found the top 10 with a metal detector. That was back in 1985, and everybody thought it was just another flop single. Except a radio programmer in Houston, Texas, named John Lander at station KKBQ. He brought it back to life by giving it some airplay and getting great listener response. Other stations followed, and the one-time flop single, Let's Go All the Way, ended up a number 7 hit. At number 45 in our special year-end countdown, here it is by the duo Sly Fox. From New York, that's Gary Cooper and Michael Camacho. They call themselves Sly Fox. Their first chart single takes 45th place in the official Billboard ranking of the most popular songs of 1986, and we're counting them all down to Billboard's number one song of the year. This next song is by the English singer and synthesizer specialist Howard Jones. He wrote it as kind of a complaint about how tough it is for men with so many pretty women out there. Howard sings No One Is to Blame at number 44. Synthesizer wizard and pop singer Howard Jones from England. His song, No One Is to Blame, is at number 44 among the year's top 100. Up next, the youngest woman ever to have a number one album.
hits from coast to coast. American Top 40.
The 43rd most popular song of the year is by the youngest woman ever to hit number one on the album chart. The youngest man was Stevie Wonder, 13 years old at the time. The youngest woman was 20 when she hit number one with her album Control. And the smash that became Janet Jackson's first hit from that album is at number 43. What Have You Done For Me Lately? At number 43 for the year, What Have You Done For Me Lately? Janet Jackson took it to number 4 pop and number 1 soul, and Billboard names Janet Jackson the top soul artist of the year. On American Top 40's annual year-end survey of the top 100, I'm Casey Kasem. This next song comes from the number 1 movie soundtrack album of the year. From one of the biggest movies of the past year, starring Tom Cruise and Kelly McGillis, the film Top Gun. The Top Gun soundtrack hit number 1. And from that album comes this high-flying smash by Kenny Loggins at number 42, Danger Zone. Kenny Loggins, originally from the evergreen state of Washington, born in Everett, grew up in Bellevue, and now lives in Ojai, California. He has the 42nd most popular song of 86 with Danger Zone. Up next, Cindy's personal philosophy.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
AirCheckDownloads.com.